Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We talked about body armor and about the law, but could you maybe educate me on the New York State law and how you can legally obtain body armor?
I have the store at Seneca and Bailey right near Lenco Lumber. We have a military surplus store. And we've been in Buffalo for about 30 years, and we've been helping the community in helping law enforcement, EMT, security for that period of time. It used to be over on Larkin Street. The whole thing is with any item, you know, whether it's a ballistic vest, ballistic helmet, or any items that helps law enforcement security, those items, when they're sold through a retail organization like ourselves, we're very professional in the sense that us and other, you know, sold at other places as well, basically have to be very professional in who we're dealing with. There's no direct correlation with those items that we're selling. It just depends on what someone needs. Basically, they come into an Army surplus store, they come into an outdoor store. They basically have a need, and we try to work with them on that need. Now, working with them, building a rapport, so you in the media, as I was saying, you might have a need if you're going overseas, and you're in the media, and you're basically going to need certain protection overseas. So I'm going to guide you in the sense of, hey, you're going to get in an airplane, you're going to need certain regulations to take this bulletproof vest, you're going to need certain regulations to take a ballistic helmet, because there's certain regulations that are governed from exporting those items. So I would educate you in that sense. If you were just using it for something maybe out on the range, you know, I would basically speak to you along those lines. But specific bulletproof vests and items, it's not something you could just walk in, buy, walk out. A lot of times, because it's a suited item, it's just like you go to a tailor and you get a suit made for a wedding. He's going to measure you up, he's going to size you up, and then that vest is going to be specific to your fitting. So, you know, there's a transaction of time that usually comes into play of that, because we're going to get you the right fitting. If you wear a bulletproof vest and you sit on a chair, that vest is going to ride up into your face. So it's specifically, you know, we service a lot of service personnel, service people, a lot of law enforcement, a lot of security. Now, secondary, there is media people like yourselves who come in. There's people in the entertainment industry who need things. But there's rules and regulations of all those different products. If someone in the entertainment industry buys off and they don't really have a specific purpose other than a movie set, basically a lot of times those items, they go to a movie armorer, and those items are governed accordingly. The same way as they use weapons on a movie set, and those people have certain regulations and licenses to handle those. So, you know, us at Seneca and Bailey, Camelot's would take care of someone, but we you know, anyone can go on the internet and not see someone face to face and not address someone right in front of them. You know, anyone can buy something from Florida or Georgia or various different manufacturers because the internet is an open place. And who knows if that's where different individuals who want to create harm buy those things. But it's if you see someone face to face, it's much better than something on the internet governing that. So our store builds a rapport with our clientele, builds a rapport with the community, and we address their needs based on what is needed, but we also have very strict guidelines in our stores.
So based on New York State law, right, any civilian can, well, based on the research that I've done, it says any civilian can purchase a body armor unless they have been convicted of a felony and they're over the age of 18. Bulletproof vests or body armor can be purchased, like you said, online or face-to-face. How accurate is that? Is that a true statement?
Well, that's accurate information, but, you know, anyone can purchase anything, and as you know, and it's all based on the strength of the training that you teach your staff. It's all based on the strength that, of the training that you want to protect your community. So yes, there is laws that are open-ended, like you're saying. They're not finalized, but I think there's more people that when they have a need, basically they voice that opinion. And if specific people come in, and there's many people that we turn away from these type of items, and we guide them to other avenues. So, you know, if a person came in, a lot of people are afraid right now, you know, to go shop at Tops and various different places. You know, you don't want people just putting on a bulletproof vest and walking into Tops and going, pushing their shopping cart. That's the wrong impression that we want to portray in this community and in any community.
Right. Now, you can't necessarily do background checks, but what are the kind of, like you, and you said you have guidelines. Now, what are those guidelines, and how do you train your staff to ask the right questions to prevent body armor getting into the hands of felons?
Well, first of all, we sell mostly to professionals if we're selling body armor. Professionals come in, they get measured up, they place an order. We have their information from their order. We have their credit card information. We have all their information. We're in communication with them over the time, and we're speaking to them through a phone call prior to them picking it up. The items are typically ordered, and the items are not on hand because it's a specific sized item, as I told you at the beginning, and that is part of our check system, but. The first of all, we're speaking to them on hand of what is their need.
Right. So you mostly deal with custom orders.
Mostly custom orders, yes.
Now, what particular armor do you sell in your shop? How exactly easy is it for an 18-year-old to maybe convince you that they are not coming in the store for, you know, go on and commit felonies, you know what I'm saying?
Well, they can't just come in. If a 16-year-old, if a 14-year-old comes in, whoever comes in, you know, and talks to us, someone, let's say, came in and they were interested because they saw it on the news. Oh, I'm interested in obtaining a body armor. Well, first of all, we're going to talk to them and we're going to say, hey, you know, what's in your mind? What's your thought? We're going to speak to them about them. And if they, you know, have thoughts of, well, you know what, I go shopping at Tops and I'm worried about going to shop at Tops, I want to wear body armor. Well, then we would probably guide them in this fashion of that they really don't need body armor for that type of purpose. We're not going to sell it to them, but we're going to still speak to them because we don't want, whether they come in for or not, that's a lead for us to actually speak to them. And hopefully by the time they leave, they'll be a little bit calmer and they won't worry about that type of concern. So we would seek them, but we wouldn't end up selling it to them, and we wouldn't end up encouraging them, because that's not the typical customer we sell to.
Okay. Now, how worried are you?
But they couldn't just walk in the store, put on a vest, pay for it, and walk out, because that doesn't exist.
Right. But so how big of a concern is it for you personally as a professional seller to sell to, online? How can we put in place maybe more restrictive measures to prevent criminals from obtaining body armor, like online-wise?
Well, of course, I'm sure a legislation could be enacted, but they'd have to really, think of all the ins and outs on all this. That's really out of my caliber, because I'm not a politician and I'm not a lawmaker, so I really can't tell you on that. But I'm sure a good team of professionals can put together something and get something enabled online.
Now, some Canadian provinces, they have permits to purchase body armor, kind of like gun permits, right? How effective do you think that could be if that was implemented in the United States?
Well, I know there's certain states that you can only walk in, purchase it, do a face-to-face purchasing, like Connecticut.
Right.
Connecticut has that. I don't think any other states have enacted that. Some Canadian provinces might have that established. Probably they're a little bit further ahead in that sense. You know, I don't know if we can, I really can't talk in the sense of, if it's right or wrong, because I'm not a lawmaker, and I really am not so politically set up for that. I think that's really a more of a discussion for an analysis company to go in to figure out what is happening in the United States and have that discussion with Congress.
Right. Anything else to add, Mr. Geist?
No. We service a lot of law enforcement, a lot of media. We sell to a lot of the entertainment industry. And we have a store at Seneca and Bailey. If there's ever any questions, people can come in and we can speak to them face to face. And we know the community is really hurting, and we really want to be there for the community for answers, just like we were through the whole COVID situation. And we stayed open the whole time through COVID. And we might have had to section our store off as to be a smaller environment, but we were there for the people, and we're there for whether it's bulletproof vests or whether it's other items.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.